Genesis 2, 1 and 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. This seventh day of rest may very well be the most overlooked day of the creation week. In fact, we often simply say, six-day creation. Well, this is technically correct. All his work was done in 6 days. But the seventh day of rest is also very important. It established a principle that we ought to embrace. All people need a day of rest. The Hebrews were commanded to observe this day, but not any other day of the creation week. We must certainly then believe it had a purpose. Today's believer is not bound by the Old Testament law, but would be wise to take note. Let us set aside a day of rest, focusing on the Lord. Refreshed minds and bodies are better equipped for His service. Genesis 2, 1 and 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day, from all his work which he had made.